Montecito resident Robert Ludwig woke up early on January 9th to heavy rainfall. He lives on Danielson Drive, south of Highway 101 off of Olive Mill Road, and just a short walk to his commercial real estate finance business off Coast Village Road. Ludwig was stunned by what he found as he walked towards the village area.
Three or four homes were absolutely destroyed in the blink of an eye. It was a very grisly, grim scene. With headlamp on, I slogged my way to the Montecito Inn, which is normally about a four-minute walk. It took me about 15 minutes to cross this river of mud flowing at a very high rate across the freeway bridge. The creek jumped its normal creek bed and then used Olive Mill Road as the new creekway, all the way down to the Coral Casino and the Biltmore.
What he saw had extra significance for Ludwig because he's president of the Coast Village Association. It's the nonprofit group which represents about 100 businesses and their 500-plus employees in the Coast Village Road area. There's a lot of damage to numerous businesses in the area. The Montecito Inn was hit hard, as was the Biltmore. Biltmore officials tell KCLU News, as of now, the hotel will be closed until April 1st. And as for Coast Village Road, with the 101 closed, it's been serving as a freeway of sorts for the 100-plus trucks removing mud and debris from the shutdown highway.
This road that their business is situated on is completely inaccessible and won't be accessible for days, if not weeks, to come. Because not only was this area an evacuated area, it was almost essentially martial law down there because of the need for this street for all of the emergency services, and they are using it like the highway that is closed. Coast Village has become that highway.
For a region which relies on tourism as an economic driver, the Thomas Fire in December and now the flooding in January have served as a double whammy.
First, the Thomas Fire, as you know, shut down many businesses due to the smoke and ash, really during the height of the busy December holiday shopping season. And for many businesses, that's actually the time of year where they make most of their revenue. The mudslide either damaged or certainly led to temporary closures throughout Montecito, from the primary shopping and restaurant districts to the hotels.
Kathy Janega Dykes is president and CEO of Visit Santa Barbara, the nonprofit group which works to bring tourists to Santa Barbara County. She says, as you might expect, the fires and floods have hurt the region, not just southern Santa Barbara County, but the Santa Ynez Valley as well.
The extended closure of the Highway 101 south of Santa Barbara has affected businesses, not only here in downtown Santa Barbara. The entire county is being impacted by this.
Some of the gap from missing tourists is being filled by evacuees and first responders who are using many of the region's hotel rooms. Low to moderate price restaurants also say they're busy, but some high-end ones say that business is off. Janega Dykes says because of lost business due to the fire, they were already working on a Southern California marketing plan to try to get people back to the region. Now with the flood, they have to tweak it.
We already had a comprehensive multi-phase plan in place that actually we were starting to roll out just before the mudslides happened. Now we are shifting gears, as you can imagine, and recalibrating the messaging.
Robert Ludwig with Montecito's Coast Village Association says even if Coast Village Road reopened this week, he admits he's worried about getting customers to return to Montecito.
Who's going to show up when Los Arroyos opens again? Who's going to show up for the hair salon or the barber shop or the UPS guy or the liquor store? I don't know where the customers are. There are 10,000 of us evacuated from Montecito.
Business leaders say with so many people losing relatives, neighbors, and friends in the disaster, that's of course the concern and priority. But they say that many businesses, especially the small locally owned ones, need to start thinking about recovery if they're going to survive this double economic whammy. And from a marketing standpoint, leaders say they plan to push hard when Highway 101 is reopened to let Southern California know that the region is open for business. It's an especially important message with one of the area's marquee events, the Santa Barbara International Film Festival, set to open next week. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.